Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast. This is Justin Colvin, your host. Every Sunday, we come here at 12:30 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of information all about Medicare, answering your questions and giving you the guidance and support you need to navigate the mess and maze that Medicare is. So we are welcome all of our listeners. We enjoy you, and thanks for tuning in every Sunday. Today's episode will be the top five Medicare mistakes. I thought I'd do a show about this because I have people that do make mistakes from time to time, or maybe don't take the proper steps to get the right plan. Typically, they work with me. That's not going to happen because that's what you have me for, is to help you navigate this roadmap. But typically, this occurs when people do it on their own and don't have proper representation. You know, whether you use myself or another agent or broker or another individual, have someone that you trust that is competent that can help you, right? Because this will clean up a lot of the mess. This will prevent you from having a misstep or sidestep, not meeting a certain enrollment deadline, not selecting the proper plan. A lot of that because people, as a nature, I think as people, we're kind of like do-it-yourselfers, you know? And so that's what we're going to unpack today. And why doing it yourself is not the best option with Medicare. It's best to have a trained expert to help you. And we're free. I don't charge anything for my services. They're completely free. So why not use me? It's in your best interest. Or use somebody else that you do trust and feel you have a relationship, a connection with. So if you're just tuning in with us again, it's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Again, we're here every Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. We record locally in Tallahassee, Florida. That's where I reside with my wife and two children. And we run an insurance agency called the Medicare Help Desk. Every day I'm helping seniors with Medicare plans, helping them find the right selection, the right coverage, and helping them navigate the process, answer questions. I do plan reviews with all of my customers. We are a national firm. Even though we're here locally, we do a lot of business in other states. We're in about 40 states now across the U.S., and we do all things Medicare. So Medicare supplements, also known as Medigap, Medicare Advantage plans, which are the HMO, PPO plans out there, which is a different alternative to original Medicare. Standalone drug plans, we write a lot of that. And then, of course, a lot of the ancillary type benefits that Medicare doesn't typically include. So dental, vision, hearing, you know, life insurance, retirement planning, cancer, critical illness, long-term care, all of the above. So let's just jump right into it again. Oh, let me also plug the website. It's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Again, that's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. And you can also call or text with any questions at any time. You can call and text me at 850-632-0033. That's our local number. Again, that is 850-632-0033. And then for those outside of Florida, you can call our 1-800 number. It's 1-800-414-2044. So again, I titled this the top five Medicare mistakes, and we'll just start with the number one, I think. And this is all my opinion, of course, but this is based on 8 years of doing Medicare plans. When I've seen people make mistakes, the number one thing is not enrolling in a proper timely fashion. And this is where we're talking about Medicare A and B, that's just original Medicare, and also Part D. And the most important pieces are the B and the D. B as in boy, D as in dog. Now, why is that? Because there's what's called a late entrant penalty, or an LEP. This late entrant penalty is assessed if you don't timely enroll. And a lot of people, you'd be surprised, miss this time frame when they're supposed to do this the right way. And it's covered on Medicare.gov. It's in a lot of the books. It's all in the manuals, the information, the Medicare New Guidebook. But, I mean, who wants to read all that stuff, right? I mean, it's Medicare New Book, I think, is over 100 pages, maybe close to 200 pages, written in legalese. I don't want to read that crap. I don't think you do either. So it's best to rely on a trusted source like myself or another person. But essentially, it does cover it in there if you dig deep enough, and it's on the Medicare site. But if you don't enroll in Medicare Part B, when you're initially eligible, there's a 10% penalty for every 12-month period that you go without Part B, okay? So it may not sound like much, but I've had customers. A good example is a lot of folks that have the VA, okay? So VA Healthcare, which is the Veterans Administration, It's just weird how they structured this, but the VA is considered credible for the drug coverage for Medicare, but not credible for Medicare Part B, which is what we're talking about right at this moment, is the Part B as in boy, which is the medical portion of Medicare. So this plan, Part B of Medicare, okay, it's $148.50 a month. That's what you pay to get Part B. Now, if you don't take it when you're initially eligible, every year that goes by, every 12-month period, as I just read off, it's 10%. So just think about it, 10% of $148.50, right? So it's, you know, it's not like much, $14, but it's for life. It never goes away, okay? Can't get rid of it. so it's stuck with you like a bad pet. Think about that, 10% of that $148.50. Now, let's say you go 5 years. Okay, now it's more significant, or 8 or 9 or 10 years. Now, most people aren't going to do this. This is not going to happen typically because most folks that are working in an employer are going to have employer health insurance. And when they retire, that coverage is going to end. And, of course, they're going to go get their Medicare Part B. A lot of them already have Part A. That's traditionally the structure for what I see people doing, and that's what most folks are doing. Now, a lot of folks have the VA. A lot of men and women both have military benefits to the VA from a service-connected relationship there. And they will feel like, well, you know, why do I need Part B? I've got the Part A. I just won't take Part B. It has $148.50, $148.50 monthly premium, and I've already got the VA, and that's mostly what I do, so why pay the money? Thinking, well, I've got the VA, that's health insurance, that's fine, which is fine, but what may happen, the VA is not capable of treating everybody for everything, you know, and there's service limits within that, so based on your rank and seniority and years of experience is how they ration care. It is different, and that's, I think, why they don't count the Medicare, or they don't count the VA health care as credible for Medicare Part B, because of the service and tenure way they've designed VA. So if you're an officer with 20 years of experience, you're going to get priority treatment over someone who was enlisted that only has 8 years, right? And that's why it's not credible. So for an example, if you went 10 years, a lot of times I'll tell folks, listen, you don't have Medicare Part B, you went without it for 10 years, you're looking at about 100% penalty. You know, that's 100% penalty. So now your Part B is double of what it would normally be. Now, you know, for good measures, they went 10 years without paying for it. So it's not all for naught. If they decide to get on Medicare, they would have to pay. Obviously, in this case, this is assessed by Social Security, double the monthly premium that anybody else would pay. But it may still be worth it. I mean, you remember, you have Medicare. The world is your, you know, oyster. You have so many providers you can use. You have all the top university hospitals like Duke and, UCLA, and Shands over in Gainesville. You have, you know, Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, John Hopkins. You don't have that in the VA. They may be able to treat you, but the ability to treat you in a much more effective manner, I mean, this could save your life, right? I mean, having Medicare is important. I always recommend that, even if you're a vet. And the VA also recommends that you take out Medicare A and B when you're first eligible. So we recommend don't forego it. Don't skip out on it. Don't be cheap and just try to avoid paying it, because you don't know when you may need to use this. It could save your life having access to the best healthcare, you know, versus just using the VA. There's a lot of Medicare plans that have Medicare Advantage plans that will pay you back. So there's zero premium, and they'll offer a Part B give back or a Part B refund. So they'll help pay part of that Part B premium. So this is a big deal, is people just foregoing the Part B. The other side of this, the other late entrant penalty, is also Part D, as in drugs. I see this quite often as well. And the way this one works is very similar, but it's 1%. Each month they charge you 1% of the national base beneficiary premium, quote unquote. That's what they call it. Okay. So if you just, I always tell about 12% a year roughly. So, but it's 1% per month. So if you go an entire year without having a drug plan, then you have to pay essentially 1% a month. That's 12% of a penalty for that year that you went without drug coverage. Right. So if that was 5 years, all right, now we're at 60%. You see how it adds up? It's cumulative, and it never goes away. It's there stuck. So don't be cheap. Don't forego Part D. A lot of people say, well, I don't take any medications. I never have. Don't leave if I want to. There are drug plans you can get for as little as $7 a month. So I'd rather have a customer have the drug plan in case they need it. I mean, we weigh $7 like Chipotle. Why would you not have a drug plan to cover you? Even if you don't take medications, right? You're just preparing for the inevitable if you did, and you avoid the penalty. So just get some placeholder drug plan. So I always recommend get at least the least expensive drug plan, or you can get a Medicare Advantage plan that includes the drug coverage at no premium. But don't go without it is my recommendation. That's the recommendation of most others. So this first piece here we talked about, just not enrolling in a timely fashion about Part B and Part D, I didn't think I'd spend this long on it, but I guess I'd like to talk. But I'm just talking about all the components and how this is important to timely enroll. And what I'm probably going to do is when we come back from the break, I'm going to go into a little bit more detail, and then I'm going to get to the other big mistakes that people make within Medicare. All right. Again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We're going to pay some bills. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Thanks for sticking around. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Justin Colvin, I am your host, author, and insurance broker. We are talking about the top five mistakes with Medicare. Don't make them. So, looking for ways to help you avoid sidestepping and making mistakes within the Medicare system. We talked about in our first segment, the biggest one, which I think, and I spent a lot of time unpacking this, is just not enrolling in Medicare in a timely fashion, right? Not doing it the proper way and trying to avoid these late entrant penalties that do exist. It's kind of a crummy part of Medicare. Nobody likes having to pay a penalty, but it can be easily avoided. And I was talking about Part B as in boy and D as in dog and those penalties and how to avoid that. So let me just go back and just kind of touch on a couple things. And I'm talking about credible coverage. What is that, right? People say, what is that? I've got health insurance. That's credible, right? Well, yes and no. It depends on the type of coverage. So as it stands now, the philosophy Medicare has and CMS, which is the regulatory bodies, Centers for Medicare Services, only employer group coverage. So when you work at a company or a union, so employer group or a union coverage on a group basis, that is credible. Now, the VA, unfortunately, is not credible for Part B, as in boy. It is for Part D, as in drugs. Weird, I know, but that's just the way it is, okay? COBRA. Surprisingly, a lot of folks learn the hard way. COBRA is not credible. You would think it would be. It makes sense, right? It's still an employer plan. It's just now you have to pay all of it because you're no longer working. Maybe you took a leave of absence or you're retiring or something like that, but you're not starting Medicare yet, and you can do COBRA. It is expensive. People do COBRA sometimes, but that's not credible either. And so, again, employer group or union coverage, that's what they consider as credible. And, of course, ACA as well. So outside of that, ACA is just Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. So outside of those items, you know, you could have a penalty. And obviously, if you have no coverage, that's a lot of times what we'll see is, oh, I just didn't have insurance because they didn't want to pay for it because it was kind of expensive. And I understand that, you know. But, you know, if they went so many years without it starting the Part B and they had no health insurance, they're going to have a penalty. So, but it's easily avoidable. And if you have questions, you can always call me about a lot of this. I know it's very complicated, some of this data I'm going over. Again, my number is 850-632-0033. Again, Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk. That's 850-632-0033. Now, let's move on to number two of the top five Medicare mistakes, in my opinion. I think the number two one is the lack of proper due diligence. Just like if you buy a house, okay, or you do start a business or anything that's significant, you want to make sure you do proper due diligence, have a homeowner's inspection, get an appraisal, look at the house, talk to the realtor, do all these things to make sure you're making the right selection. It's no different here. Obviously, it's not the same as buying a house, but health insurance is extremely important. And when you get in your older years, 65 and above, I mean, you're obviously not the beginning of your life, not to be too morbid, but you're towards the end of your life, right? I mean, you may only live to be 80, 85, 90, maybe older. So most of your healthcare dollars spent are going to be in this last segment of life, you know, last 20, 30 years of life. So you don't want to go at it flippantly. And you don't want to just pick the plan based on what you had at work before or, hey, my buddy did this plan. I think this makes sense. So you need to do the proper vetting. So you need to look up your doctors, look up your hospitals, other medical providers, look up your prescriptions and compare them with the plans in the area to see how they're going to cover them, not cover them, who's going to cover them the most robustly, okay? So looking at enough plans, being analytical, doing the research is important. And I can help you with this. I do all this for you, and I don't charge a fee. You can certainly do it on your own, and I have a lot of customers that do it on their own initially, and then they'll come to me for help, and I'll help get them placed in the right plan. And many times they were in the right trajectory, but they might have spent countless hours right, and weekends mulling over this information, this data, when they could have just trusted someone. And I get it, it is good to do some research. And I encourage everyone, start early and start doing comparisons on your own. At least have a good general understanding. Go to seminars. You know, just try to be a sponge and absorb information. But this is a big one here. Don't take this lightly, and have a proper, you know, authority that does this in the industry to help you with this process. But this one cannot be underestimated, because a lot of people don't even look at this stuff. They might enroll, oh, I just took this zero premium HMO Advantage plan. And, oh, crap, my doctors aren't covered. And two of my medications aren't covered. And wait, I can't change the plan? What do you mean I can't change the plan? They're stuck in it until the next, you know, annual enrollment period. So you don't want that to happen. And that comes from just either going about this flippantly or being lazy or not doing the proper legwork. So just do the proper due diligence. Do the proper analysis. Whether you do it yourself or have someone do it for you, that's critical, okay? Number three of top five Medicare mistakes, in my opinion, is going the easy route, okay? And I have a lot of customers that just say, well, I was working and I had, you know, United Healthcare, so I just went ahead and got United Healthcare. Or I was working at a, you know, this retirement home as a worker, and I had Blue Cross, so Blue Cross was good, so I just picked Blue Cross. Or my buddy, my friend, a relative across the street, they had Cigna, so I just chose Cigna. I represent all those companies. I do business with about 30 different insurance companies, and many, many other ones. Those are some of the big household names. But you don't want to just pick the same company just because you had it at work, because we're getting into an entirely different healthcare system. You're going from like an employer group plan, or maybe you had individual health insurance from Obamacare. This is an entirely different system. It's the Medicare health system. And so you have, again, Medicare Advantage plans and Medicare supplement plans. Totally different, right? But many companies offer both. So big household names like Aetna, Cigna, Humana, United Healthcare, Blue Cross, right? They offer everything, every conceivable health product you can imagine. So just because you picked Aetna doesn't mean you picked the right Aetna plan. You might have picked an HMO. Well, what if you're in a very rural area and there's no doctors, Charlie, that takes that HMO? That wasn't a good selection. You might have picked the right company potentially, but maybe you should have picked the Aetna Medicare supplement plan, not the Advantage plan, not the HMO. Again, this comes back to having doing the proper research and everything, and looking and making the right decision and relying on maybe an expert to help you with that process. So just don't go about the lazy way and pick what you had before based on the name. I have a lot of people, though, that's what they do. Or they go off the commercials. They go off the advertisements without really doing the second thing I mentioned earlier just a few minutes ago, which is doing the proper vetting, right? Doing the proper due diligence. That's key. And you can't really do that if you just pick flippantly the same plan you had or what your friend or relative did. And then remember, your friend or relative may be in much better health or much worse health, you know, or they may have different budget. I mean, we're not all made the same, right? We all have different backgrounds, different needs, different expectations of healthcare, okay? Different costs, different, you know, retirement accounts. So you got to make a selection based on what you think is necessary for you and your needs. And that will be different. So that's critical. So that's number three, is just going about the easy way and just mimicking what you had before, or going off what the advice of a friend or relative has done. Number four of these mistakes, in my opinion, is working with those that either don't have adequate experience or that don't have your best interests aligned. What do I mean by that? Well, for starters, I would say anybody that's a captive agent. If you're a captive, what that means is you're kind of held hostage, right? Think about it like you're captive. And so they only have one company. If you're a captive Humana agent or a captive, you know, Blue Cross agent, that's what they have. So it's like if you have a hammer, okay, everything's going to look like a nail to you, because that hammer only works to hammer nails. So you're only going to recommend what the hammer will work with. So if you're a captive agent with, you know, XYZ company, then that's what they're going to try to sell you. It doesn't matter if they're necessarily the best plan or not for that particular client. They have to make a living. So they're going to do what's, you know, in their own best interest. They can't really be truly unbiased. They can't truly give you a fair opinion of what is the best plan for you, because if there's 20 companies in that area and they only have one of them, well, guess what you're going to hear from is that one company. That's obvious, obviously, right? But people don't take that into account a lot of times. I think that's key. And at the Medicare Help Desk, we are a broker. We work with over 30 different insurance companies, which are a ton of companies. Now, there's hundreds of companies that focus in Medicare. Certainly, we can't offer all of them, but we've got all the largest and most competitive names and most of the you know, second tier companies, maybe some of the B plus companies or A minus companies that are also just as competitive. So we've got a huge swath of competitors to choose from. So I have, like I said, extensive resources to place you in the right plan that's right for you. So that's key, is just making sure they have enough experience. There are some agents out there just got their license. Okay. Some of them literally licensed weeks or months ago. I don't know if I would be as apt to trust them because they just don't have the experience. Nothing wrong but with that. I mean, everybody has to have a start somewhere. But this is your healthcare. This is your selection. And if it's important to you, you're going to want someone that's had enough experience and enough hours, right, putting in the mechanics of doing enrollments and discussing plans. I feel like I'm very competent what I'm doing. I'm an expert. Why I'm on this show here every week, just trying to bring you value as listeners. But, you know, I've helped thousands of clients over the last 7 years, thousands all across the country. So that's a ton of wealth and expertise. And you want to have someone that's on your side that has that much experience with lots of different scenarios. It's not a scenario I haven't seen. So that's key. So make sure they have enough experience. I would say at least a few years, okay, and enough enrollments under their belt and not be captive to one company. And then lastly, is waiting to the last minute. Don't procrastinate. This is number 5 of the top 5 Medicare mistakes. Don't wait to the last minute. This creates chaos, disorganization, and a lot of times a poorly selected plan offering. You want to start at least 3 months early and preferably 4 to 6 months, in my opinion, to give yourself adequate time to research all the options. Okay? There's plenty of information on the web, YouTube channels. Check out my website, the show's website. I have all my recordings there. So hopefully you found that impactful. I think this is very good. We covered a lot of ground here. It's Justin Colvin, and I'm with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Tune in next Sunday again, every 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time for 30 minutes of information. You guys have a great week out there, and thanks for listening. Waiting for the